Rosie on the house, events calendar, Dateline, Arizona statewide. Trying to get y'all interested in getting out and seeing this beautiful state. What else have you got over there before we go to the caller here?
Well, I've got something you can do right from home. You can vote. You know how much you love NASCAR racing. They want to rename the Brickyard 400 after one of our war heroes. And so you can go online, and it's called yourheroesnamehere.nascar.com. But there's five candidates for them to want to name the race after. One of them is from Arizona. It's Margie Bonds, actually, is the mother.
Oh, with ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've met her several times. Yeah. And her son was killed in Iraq by a suicide bomber. So she has this foundation she's established to help military families financially and more, you know, just in all aspects. So that's, you can vote to have the race named after her. But when you click through all the different candidates, it's overwhelming. I don't know if you could vote. One of them is a young man from New York. And he was the first quadriplegic to survive the war.
So, quadriplegic. God bless him. Wow.
So anyway, just go on and vote and just honor our vets in one more way.
Okay. There you go. Hey, we were talking about one of my favorite artists, an artist by the name of Shoofly, and we've got caller Leslie on the line here. Wanted to know what. She just barely caught what we were talking about. She said, what do y'all want to know about Shoofly? Leslie, are you a Shoofly expert?
No, I wouldn't say I'm an expert. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. But you're familiar with his work?
Yes, I have three hanging on my wall.
We have a couple. There's one in particular that I've been looking for that's been out of print for several years. And we've actually had a couple brokers trying to find it for me. And I guess while I was out of town this week, we got a call at the house that, are you familiar with the contract?
No, I don't have that one. I do have, or at least I did, I got crazy cleaning out some things. The Southwest Art Magazine from a long time ago that he was on the cover of, it might be in that.
We were actually fortunate to meet him one time at the Legacy Gallery in downtown Scottsdale. But if y'all don't know Shoofly, you can look him up. It's actually, he's one of the finest Western pencil artists that have ever lived. And the contract, Leslie, you'll be able to picture it in your mind because you can see his work. It's two cowboys, and they're mounted, and the shot is from directly in front. So you see both the horses' heads, and you see the front of the cowboys, and they're leaning across towards each other, shaking hands with a little calf kind of and on a fence line right there, and it's just called The Contract.
Oh, how cool.
It is. When I saw it in a friend's office, I tried to buy it, and he wouldn't sell it to me, so I've been looking for it. I'm going to hang it right as you walk in Rosie on the House remodeling office. That's going to be the contract. It's a handshake.
Well, the reason I have these three was because Shoofly was at the grand opening of a bank at Scottsdale and Shea back in the early 80s.
Yes, yes.
And they were giving out signed and numbered prints.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't beat that.
So, I spent a lot just to get them framed, but
yeah, you have to. They're worth it.
Oh, yeah. But, they're just fantastic to be pencil drawings. You would never know.
Well, Leslie, I don't know if you're just a Shoofly fan or if you're a Western art fan, but I'll tell you this. If you are available next weekend, the Phippin Western Art Walk Sale at the Courthouse Square in Prescott is worth your effort getting there. It is some of the most beautiful art by some of the most renowned Western artists in all the world. If y'all are Western art fans, get to Prescott Courthouse Square next weekend.
Well, thank you for the heads up. I'll see how my weekend shakes out next week.
Sounds good, Miss Leslie. Thanks for the
thank
call.
You.
Thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House.
Okay, good luck on finding your print.
Ah, yes, absolutely. We'll be giving them a ring here right at the break, that's for sure.
Shoofly, Shoofly.com. You can go learn and read more about Robert Shoofly Shurfelt. Is his full name.
Yeah, it's incredible art. It really is. So we've been talking about first-time home buyers. We've been talking about events all across the state. We've been talking about the weather event that's creating a very compressed window for the wildfire season to even possibly occur. So we're very thankful and grateful for that. Stay tuned. We're on through 11 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we've got Mr. John J. Harper, which he was in. He ducked his head in here a minute ago. While I was at the Historic Preservation Conference, I met a woman that's a regular listener. She's actually remodeling a home in Florence. But she lived in Casa Grande for several years. And I said, pronounce that town. And she said, Casa Grande. I said, how long did you live there? She said, about 6 years. I said, how long have you been in Florence? I think she had been in Florence like 18 years. And so John J. Harper, whose mother I think was born in Florence and whose grandparents farmed that entire area, he said, hey, my granddad always called it Casa Grande.
Well, and this is an issue because you had a notice, a little letter from a listener saying it's...
I had a nice listener. Yeah. He said, look, I'd like to share a bit of information. The words Casa Grande are Spanish for house large. And we don't have words, Casa Grande, in English, so they have to be pronounced as the Spanish words they are. Their pronunciation, the correct pronunciation, is Casa Grande. So, you know, I'm corrected
correct
all the time.
But what if you live in Arizona and, you know, I mean, are the rest of us supposed to say it?
What is Mike giggling about in there?
Can you mispronounced pronunciation.
Gosh, you can't win.
That's hilarious.
Turn your mic off.
That was on purpose.
Pronunciation of Casa Grande is actually Casa Grande. And you'll learn more. Stay tuned. 8 o'clock hour, we've got John J. Harper in. We'll be talking about trees. What is it, National Tree Month or something? What did you find out?
What is today, Romy? I think they were talking about it last week. The reason they did the tour de tree is because today is actually National Tree Day or something.
Arbor Day.
9 o'clock, we'll be talking about bathroom remodeling. And 10 o'clock, we'll be talking about something y'all need to know, bugs. With this season, we're going to have a bug explosion.